This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish Abraham. Israel and Iran traded fresh devastating strikes yesterday after US hit three Iranian nuclear facilities. Explosions rocked Iran's capital Tehran as Israel announced coordinated attacks on government and military installations across the country. Israeli defense forces targeted the entrance of Tehran's notorious Evin prison. The high-security facility houses political prisoners, dual nationals, and critics of the Iranian government, marking an expansion of Israeli operations beyond purely military targets. Iran responded with waves of missiles and drones targeting Israeli territory, with blasts reported in multiple cities. Meanwhile, the United States has placed its forces across West Asia region on high alert. The U.S. Embassy in Qatar also issued an urgent advisory directing American citizens to remain indoors until further notice, citing the ongoing Iran-Israel conflict and U.S. bombing operations against Iranian nuclear facilities. Indian Embassy in Doha has urged Indian community in Qatar to be cautious and remain indoors in view of the ongoing situation. In a social media post, the embassy has asked people to remain calm and follow local news, instructions and guidance provided by Qatari authorities. Iran launched ballistic missile attacks yesterday against the Al Udeid Air Base in Qatar, which hosts U.S. and allied forces, in what Tehran described as retaliation for recent American bombing of its nuclear facilities. The primary target was Al Udeid, the largest U.S. military installation in West Asia, located southwest of Doha. There are also reports indicating that Iran has targeted the Ain al-Asad base in Iraq. Qatari and U.S. officials reported no casualties from the attacks, as Qatar stated the base had been evacuated earlier as a precautionary measure due to rising regional tensions, and its air defense systems successfully intercepted the incoming missiles. A U.S. defense official confirmed that Al Udeid Air Base was attacked by short-range and medium-range ballistic missiles originating from Iran, stating that there were no reports of U.S. casualties at the time. The attack occurred hours after Qatar closed its airspace and the U.S. embassy directed American nationals to shelter in place. Meanwhile, Bahrain, Kuwait and the UAE have reopened their airspaces after temporarily closing them in response to Iran's ballistic missile attack on the airbase in Qatar. The U.S. State Department issued an updated travel alert for Kuwait, citing the ongoing conflict between Israel and Iran. Oil prices tumbled over 6%, falling $5 a barrel after Iran launched a missile attack on the Al Udeid U.S. airbase in Qatar in retaliation for weakened U.S. strikes on Iranian nuclear facilities, while notably avoiding any disruption to oil and gas tanker traffic through the Strait of Hormuz. The oil market initially surged on weakened tensions but began selling off sharply after Iran's measured response targeted the largest U.S. military installation in West Asia rather than energy infrastructure. Global oil prices recorded their sharpest single-day decline in 5 years following the missile strike, which was widely viewed as symbolic and calibrated retaliation that reportedly caused no casualties or significant damage. Iran's National Security Committee has approved the framework of a bill that would suspend cooperation with the International Atomic Energy Agency, deepening international concerns about nuclear oversight in West Asia. The proposed legislation, still awaiting full parliamentary approval, would halt the installation of monitoring equipment, inspections, and reporting obligations until Iran deems its nuclear facilities secure. A total of 290 Indian nationals and one Sri Lankan national who were evacuated from Mashhad arrived in New Delhi last evening on a special flight under Operation Sindhu. The External Affairs Ministry informed that with this, 2,003 Indian nationals have been brought back safely from Iran so far. Meanwhile, the first batch of 161 passengers will arrive in Delhi today from Amman, Jordan, under Operation Sindhu. These 161 individuals were evacuated from Israel and moved to Amman by road. All Indian nationals have been requested to register themselves with the Embassy of India in Israel's capital, Tel Aviv. In the Anderson Tendulkar Cricket Trophy, hosts England were 21 for no loss at stumps on day 4, chasing a target of 371 set by India in the first test at Headingley Leeds. England need 350 runs, while India must take all 10 wickets on the final day to win the match, setting the stage for a thrilling finish. And that is the end of this news bulletin.